Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So grateful that you're with me again today. And as always, we want to go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study together and ask Him to bless our time in His holy Word. So pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks today that we're able to come to your Word, to study it again, to learn from you the truths that you'd have us to learn by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask you that you'd bless us with your Holy Spirit to empower us to live according to what we learned today. And we bless you and we thank you for the opportunity to have your Scripture. We never want to take that for granted. We bless you and we thank you for it. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Fruit Abounding to Your Account. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 17. Paul the Apostle commended the Philippian church for their care of his afflictions while he was traveling and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. He told them they were the only church that attended to his needs. And he gave the specific example of a time when he was in Thessalonica and they ministered to him. In chapter 4 and verse 17 of his letter to the church of Philippi, Paul gives the reason he is so pleased with their help, where he wrote, "Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." The verse begins, "Not because I desire a gift." Paul told the Philippians that he learned to be content in whatever state he found himself. So his receiving from them was not because I desire a gift. Although Paul was delighted that the church ministered to him, their giving to him was not because he needed to receive an offering. In other words, it was not as though Paul was saying, "Send your prayers to Jesus and send your money to me." Paul's joy over their giving was much more than selfish motivation. The verse continues, "But I desire fruit that may abound to your account." Paul wasn't joyous over the Philippians giving to him because of his personal gain, but because he desired fruit that may abound to their account. In other words, when the Philippians gave to Paul, the credit for their giving benefited them. The church members received the fruit of their giving, and it went on their account. As we think about these words of Paul, we learn of a different accounting system spiritually. Whenever we give toward the ministry of people who are sharing the gospel, it records to our account. In other words, we receive spiritual credit for what we give. There are many people in the world who may desire to be a missionary or go to the mission field. However, because of physical, economical, or other conditions, they cannot go. Yet, if they give and minister to those who are in the field, it is as though they too are in the ministry as far as spiritual credit is concerned. Paul desired fruit that may abound to the Philippians' account. And if we consider this very long, we too will give gifts to those who share the gospel throughout the world, that we may have fruit that abounds to our accounts as well. May the Lord Jesus help us to see the benefits of giving to his servants of the gospel. Next time, Paul tells the Philippians that he received their package and writes of some specifics that he found within it. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.